Harley Carnes is on the line from the United States. These latest economic figures, Harley, out of the U.S., concerning, aren't they?
Well, they are a bit because it was surprising. That's the thing. We had 230,000 people who filed their first-time unemployment claims last week. They were expecting 200,000 maybe. So an extra 30,000 is a big enough number because it's 15% higher than they expected.
Right.
The initial jobless claims have been well under 250,000 for several weeks, but this is not the right direction for it to be going. The new four-week moving average is about 211,000. Biggest problems have been in New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. And there's good reason for that. People are getting up and leaving because Missouri, Tennessee, Rhode Island saw the largest decreases in filings. In Tennessee, a lot of people are moving to Tennessee, moving to Texas, moving to Florida, things like that.
Right. Now, there's tension between the U.S. and Russia, as there always has been, but it continues to worsen at the moment. This new Cold War gets colder, doesn't it?
Well, it is, and Russia's threat is to make it hotter. I mean, Russia today raised the stakes in its dispute. Their top diplomat refused to rule out a Russian military deployment to Cuba and Venezuela if the tensions continue going upward. The deputy foreign minister, Sergei Ryabkov, led the Russian delegation. There were talks with the U.S. in Geneva. He said he couldn't confirm nor could he exclude the possibility of Russia sending military assets to Cuba and Venezuela. Said it all depends on what the U.S. does. Russia's already deployed a couple of nuclear-capable Tupolev bombers to Venezuela. Did that in 2018. Now the threat is to put military assets in Cuba. And in fact, Russia referred to the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis in making the threat. Now, what Russia's worried about is the capability of hitting Russian targets within about 5 minutes from Ukraine if that satellite country further allies with NATO. And don't forget, part of the resolution to the Cuban Missile Crisis was that the U.S. would take its missiles out of Turkey, which was on their doorstep, and stay out of Cuba for the same reason. The U.S. agreed to both of those things and got nothing out of it except that the world did not die in a puff of nuclear heat and smoke. In the meantime, Russia says with its new hypersonic weapon, it has incredible new capability with that missile if launched from international waters anywhere in the world, which would be on anybody's doorstep. The plan is to deploy those missiles on frigates and in submarines later this year. So, yeah, Cold War is getting colder for sure.
Frightening stuff. Now, Maine's famous spinning ice disk has formed for the first time since 2019.
This is pretty cool stuff, really. It's a circle of ice about 100 yards across. It's spinning in the middle of the Presumpscot River in Maine, the town of Westbrook. It's a rare occurrence. The river is not entirely frozen, but the ice in the middle is formed, and because of currents and a vortex under the surface, it rotates like this big, big merry-go-round, round and round slowly. But you can see it. People want to go out on it, but that'd be really dumb, probably suicidal because the ice is uneven. It would easily break in some places. And then with the underwater current and so forth, you'd lose the hole you fell through in seconds, and that'd probably be it. First time it formed there was about 3 years ago. Last year, it was about half a circle. This year, the circle is complete, but it's uneven. If it stays cold, it'll become more and more solid, which would be very cool. It could spin in place till springtime when it'll slowly break up and melt away.
The forces of nature.
You can see it online. There are pictures of it.
I'm going to look for it during the news. I'm going to look for it. Thank you, Harley. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you for the week.
Thank you. I'll see you later. Bye, Chris.